What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girl Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo.
So it's been 2.5 years since Madison and I have lived together.
Yeah.
We're moving back in together.
Ooh.
More content.
Yep.
More of, you know.
Just this.
Bullshit.
Dumb shit,
yep.
You know?
Hopefully she doesn't do what she did last time, which I'm sure some of you are guilty of, which is fucking bailing
yeah.
and going to U-Haul with your girlfriend after
yeah.
6 months because, hey, signed a year lease. So, hey, don't leave me after 6 months to find a rando. Thanks. Although I did get lucky and found a friend. My best friend moved in with me from high school.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
God.
Yeah. It all worked out, but maybe I shouldn't have.
Really close to not working out. So let's not do that again. Hey, don't go on a date for 16 hours again and then say, leaving you now.
See ya fucking later.
Yeah. Let's not do that. Also, because the place we got, no brag, it's in the Hollywood Hills, baby. It's in the motherfucking Hollywood Hills. So now when you call me, I need to go through 16 of my assistants to take your call.
I mean, we're so far up in the hills, I don't even know if we're going to have service.
I don't even know if we're going to have service. We're going to have to use our hotspot every day.
We're going to have to be like iMessage on Wi-Fi. You know what I mean?
Such pieces of shit.
Literally, the day we signed the lease, Blake called me 14 times. Of course. Signed the lease, didn't answer the phone. Signed the lease, didn't answer the phone.
She didn't answer, and she finally picked up on number 16 call, and I go, hey, I know you live in the hills now, but fucking take my calls, bitch. And then she's like, I mean, I'll have your people talk to my people. I don't know what to tell you. And I'm like, bitch, relax.
I signed that lease, and all of a sudden, you got to go through my people. You got to go through my fucking people. Even send me a text message. You got to go through my people.
Hey, we're so high up in the hill. When you open the window, we don't hear LA traffic. You know what we hear?
Oh.
We hear hummingbirds. We see trees.
Yep.
We see flowers.
Yep.
We don't hear a goddamn pee.
Not a goddamn word. And you know what else?
No fucking dogs or cats. No more animals. No more Madison living in a farmhouse. Okay? The only animal that's coming with us to that place is Trixie the fish.
Trixie the motherfucking fish.
She's the only bitch coming through with us. It's going to be a party of three up in the hills.
Yeah. And you know what? Her heater has broken 3 times. And you know what? If it breaks again, sorry. Not fixing it.
Then it's just a party of two.
Then Trixie, it's been real, but see you later.
Hey, thanks for being my companion for the last 6 months, but you got to go too, bitch. All right?
Catch you later.
All right. We figured, you know, we had to record today. I'm a little stuffy.
Yeah.
I got a little cold.
Mm.
Might have COVID.
Mm. Awkward.
Hopefully I don't.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yikes. Vaccinated though, baby. So.
Oh, shit. She's got that vax.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah. Vaccinated.
Wow. Okay.
Vaccinated, baby.
Okay. Speaking of vaccination, our topic today, I brought to the stage. You know what I mean?
Madison came in this house guns blazing today.
Oh, they're on fire.
And I was like, what's going on? She goes, bro, can we record tonight? And I go, yeah, sure. What's good? I was like, I was planning on it because it's Sunday and we always do our Sunday Scaries episodes.
Yep.
But like, you good?
I mean, no, I'm unwell. Well, I'm not unwell. I'm furious. I'm just fucking pissed off in so many different ways.
Okay. Explain to them and me, because I got like a glimpse of it.
Yeah.
Why you're so infuriated.
I'm just so furious because it just feels like girls in particular, you know, because that's what's been happening. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going for.
That's what you're fucking with?
Yeah,
we know, bitch. This is called Girl Scene, talking about dating girls in LA.
I just feel like I cannot find a single normal human being.
Mm.
And let's really break it down. Normal. What is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just mean somebody that, number one, doesn't want to text me 16,000 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yes, I want to talk to you. I want to text. I love to text. I love a good text moment.
We know.
Yeah. Nobel Peace Prize winner, you know, from my writing.
Novels.
Yeah.
You're a writer.
I don't even think that's the right award that I would get for writing, but.
You're a writer.
Yeah. I'm a full writer. I'm a full.
But what is the context of the writing that you're getting that is frustrating to you?
Well, okay. So yeah, I feel like here's the topics. I mean, the categories in which I feel like all the girls that I've met or talked to or whatever, here's what they fall into. Number one, broke up with their ex of 16 years yesterday. So they're not well. Mm-hmm. They're not fucking well.
Emotionally unstable.
Not in any fucking place to be talking to me. Okay? Second of all, if they just broke up, they're still in a relationship. Right. They're still fucking dating their ex. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? As much as it's like, yeah, we broke up, but like, we're still friends, but we're not, no. Like, we're not dating. We're okay. Not.
So is the frustration coming from a place of you are starting to talk to a new girl, mm-hmm. and the conversation is based around the fact that they're newly single and they are confiding in you about the breakup?
No, not that. I mean, kind of that. Like, I'll talk about it. I'll ask, because obviously, like, that's what's on the forefront of this person's mind or what's going on in their life. And I don't want to, like, just
be a piece of shit and not ask.
I don't want to, like, completely just glaze over it, because that would be fucking weird, you know? So, yeah, we'll talk about it. I want to know. Also, like, I want to know. I want to have some sort of context. However, I want you to be able to, like, come and hang out with me and my friends and it not be, like, a big fucking deal, mm-hmm. you know? Or I want to, like, know that we're going to text and talk and it'll be cool. And then, like, the next day when I'm like, hey, you know, going to the fucking farmer's market, whatever, if you want to come with. Mm-hmm. Just chill. Not trying to fuck you at the stand at the fucking farmer's market. You know what I mean? I just want you to roll through with me and help me pick out avocados. Like, you know?
Why do you feel like you can't do that with these girls? Like, what do you think the issue is? Because if
That's the question that I'm fucking asking.
Right.
Nobody, like, talking, you know, all day, whatever. And then the next day, hey, whatever. Nothing.
Like, you say, like, hey, what's up the next day? And then you don't get anything back.
Yeah. Or, well, no, it's mostly when I take it to, like, hey, let's hang out, mm-hmm. or whatever. There's some fucking issue.
Okay. Here's the thing with that. This is the thing. If you are fucking with girls that are still talking to their exes, mm-hmm. and then you say, let's hang out. I don't know any situation with the girl. You haven't told me about specifics with these girls, but I'm saying objectively, from hearing this from the outside, looking in, if you are hanging or talking to a girl that just broke up with her ex and she's trying and you ask her to hang out, it almost, like, feels more foreign and, like, a bigger step if you're not, like, actively dating, mm-hmm. to hang out with a new person when you've just broken up with your ex.
Totally.
Like, because it feels like, okay, whoa, now I'm actually moving on because I'm going to hang out with a new person.
I get that 1,000%. Then don't fucking be on Hinge. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean,
take your fucking time then. Don't bring me into your life. Do you know what I mean? Like, for real, figure your fucking shit out and then we can talk. Mm-hmm. I just don't. Okay, so again, back to, like, the normalcy and back to just, like, I can't tell, and I said this earlier, I can't tell if I'm, well, there's two parts to this. I can't tell if I'm attracting, mm-hmm. unavailability or if I'm accepting it. If I see it, yeah, if I realize that I'm talking to somebody who's just fresh out of a fucking relationship, that should be a red flag to me to be like, okay, see you later, move on, mm-hmm. you know? But there's just, I don't know what it is about me. I don't know if it's like.
I'll tell you what it is about you.
Okay.
This is what it is about you. You're not attracting unavailable people. You're attracting people. You guys are talking. And then when they start to open up about their feelings and how they're going through shit or whatever, about whatever the fuck they're talking about, mm-hmm. you are a really good listener and you actually give a fuck about what people think.
Right.
And because of that, people confide in you more. They trust you more. And that's a good thing. But at the same time, people will also take advantage of that, mm-hmm. and use you as a crutch or, like, an emotional bridge,
yeah.
to get over maybe an ex, maybe, like, some shit they're going through.
Yeah.
And you are now feeling the repercussions of that,
right.
and you're frustrated. But yes, you do accept it and you do care about people. So that is now, by default, you're that person.
Totally. Right. I get that. But then that begs the question of, like, okay, then am I just supposed to not give a fuck about anybody? Like,
give a fuck less, I guess.
But how? Well, I know how, but maybe that's the point, is like, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. If I have to give less of a fuck about you, or if I have to, like, alter in some way how I want to interact with you or whatever, mm-hmm. then what the fuck am I doing? Mm-hmm. Then no. Then, like, see you later. You know what I mean? Like, it's
okay,
just pointless.
This is an example of something I just thought of when you just said that.
Okay.
I went on a date with a girl maybe a month ago. And I went just because I was trying to, you know, as we said in the last episode, distract my motherfucking brain because I'm a psychopath and I don't like to face emotion. So I go out with a new girl, right? And she called me out And this is what I think would be beneficial for you to do. And yeah, I could look at this and be like, you're an asshole for calling me out. But I also like respected her more. And I was like, oh shit, like she's right. She said something about like, who, like, do you have an ex or like, have you been dating, whatever? And I was like, yeah, I was dating someone, but like, you know, whatever, like didn't work out. And like, my explanation to her was too long. And it was like, I was kind of drunk. I wasn't drunk, but I was like tipsy because we were like drinking. Yeah. And I just kind of was word vomiting because I hadn't like expressed it about how I felt. And like, if someone was talking to me that way, I was talking to her about a previous relationship, you, Madison, say, oh my God, like, I can't believe, you know, X, Y, Z. And then like the I'm here for you type shit, as opposed to what this girl did. She was like, oh, okay. So you're not over it.
Yeah.
Because this has now been a conversation. Right. And she called me out and then she started laughing.
Right.
And then I felt a little like dumb.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was like, it was kind of hot because I was like, oh, you're like calling me out on my shit right now and like putting me in check, saying like, oh, like, okay, clearly you're not in a place to be on a date with me right now.
Yeah.
So you're kind of wasting my time.
Totally. And I get that 1,000%. And I think that that's something that I struggle with is I can recognize that, but it takes me like a minute to like for it to process. So I'll be talking to somebody and I can recognize, okay, she just broke up with her ex or fucking that her and her ex are still friends, quote unquote, whatever. I can recognize that, but it's like it just stays in my head and I don't actually like process it until like time goes by.
Right.
So like, you know, talked to this girl fucking, you know, a couple months ago, whatever. And it's not until literally now that I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Mm-hmm. Why the fuck do I give a shit about whether this girl's getting back to me or not? Why the fuck am I trying to pursue anything when there's clearly
nothing? Wait, why? She was still fucking with her ex, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, also too, just really quick, same sort of topic, but kind of side note. And we mentioned this earlier, fucking pets. If I'm going to date you and you share a fucking animal with your ex, bye. Absolutely bye. What? I'm going to wake up with you on a Sunday morning and I have to deal with your fucking ex coming to pick up your dog? Go fuck yourself. Straight up. You know? Again, you're not over it. Somebody takes the dog and that's it. You don't share. This isn't a child. You don't have a custody battle of a goddamn fucking puppy. I'm furious, you guys. I'm furious.
Okay. All right. Fair point. Okay. They don't want to fully let go of their ex.
Exactly.
Because girls always want to have a crutch. They always want to have someone to hang on to, whatever. Maybe you're sitting there saying like, okay, no, I can be single. I can be by myself. And I'm not like a codependent person like me and Madison are, clearly. Mm-hmm. But it's more often than not, I would say 99% of the girls that we've met, like, yeah, they either are still fucking with their ex in some capacity. Right. They are, sharing a dog with them. Mm-hmm. They got a dog with their ex. Like, there's just always some
That's
shit
the point
with an
I'm
ex.
Making. If every fucking bitch, person, excuse me, girl. So crass. Like, every single one has some sort of shit. And I'm not trying to say, like, people can't have baggage and, like, fuck you if you, like, are still going through shit. Because me, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
I have so much shit.
Yeah.
It's absurd,
you
know? So I'm not knocking you for that. I think maybe what I'm trying to just understand is why people, girls, can't seem to, like, can't seem to just fucking figure it out for like a second. It's jumping to the next, you know? Go ahead.
It's a boundary issue. It's the fact that you have to set your boundary when you start talking to a new person faster than you've been doing because you're wasting time hanging out with girls that are still, maybe fucking with their ex or they're still like, you know, not sure, they're not emotionally available, whatever the reason is. But like, it's not your problem to fix that for them or to be that like therapist for them. Yeah, you can still be there for them, but like, you're not. That's not your responsibility.
Totally.
So, and listen, like, I get it. I'm guilty of doing that. I'm hanging out with someone right now and I'm like, I know that we're not like gonna date, but like, it's still nice and comfortable to do.
Mm-hmm.
And like, she's low-key letting me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you're gonna let me, then like, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
So just don't, especially, I mean, if it's gonna hurt the girl that I'm hanging out with right now, if it's hurting her more so than like she's enjoying hanging out with me, that like I'm not emotionally available, then like that's on her.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, and just like it's on you to say, listen, like, this doesn't work for me.
Right. I'm saying that it's okay. I let things slide, right. And I need to not let things slide. I'm in a place right now where I'm like, I'm trying to fucking casually date and casually be fucking casual. Mm-hmm. That's a word that I think is entirely foreign to lesbians.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely foreign to you.
Well, yeah, it's foreign to me, and it's foreign to every other fucking girl that I've met, you know, because there's no sense of, it's either we're talking and we're dating, we're talking and we're fucking, or we're not talking at all, you know? And like,
I mean, dude, this all comes back to the boundary thing. Like, it all really, the baseline, the solution for all of this is just setting boundaries. Whether you want to set the boundary of like, listen, I'm not going to be the person to like be your rebound. I'm also not going to be the person to, you know, like, try to make you emotionally available when you're clearly not emotionally available. Right. You're not that person. Yeah. And you're also not going to be the person that's like, the second you see something that you're like, this, I don't fuck with this. Mm-hmm. That's when you can be like, okay, then I'm done with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I have such a bad habit of not doing that. I have such a bad habit of seeing something that I'm like, I don't fuck with that. But I'm like,
but maybe.
But let's see. Let's let time go a little bit. Because I also have such an issue, too, with sometimes I cut things off way too fucking quick, you know? So I'm trying really hard to, like, let myself experience, you know, in, like, a period of time that is going to be actually, like, I don't know, reasonable, I guess, in some way. But then that gets into the fucking the territory of what we were talking about, of where I spend way too much fucking time trying to get to know somebody and like whatever before hanging out or actually meeting or trying to, you know, pursue anything, whatever. But then when I do try to fucking just be cash, hang out with people, whatever, invited this girl over the other night. What I was looking for in that situation, again, was just fucking casual. I just want you to come over and like hang out with me and Blake and maybe two other friends that'll probably be there. We'll have beers. We'll fucking play a card game, whatever. Mm-hmm. Nope. Mm-hmm. Nowhere on my radar. This bitch won't hang out with groups. Next bitch, you know, I think I'm going to see my ex. Blah. Other bitch, like, you know, yeah, I'll come hang. And then do you have a fucking ring for me at the end of the night? And I'm like, no. You know what? No. So it just puts me in this place. I'm sitting here now and I'm like, done.
Okay. I understand you're done. But listen, we were having this conversation before the episode because I could tell that she wanted to go off on the episode and I was like, save it for the episode. But the part that she did say was that she feels frustrated because she feels like I have met a few people in the last year that I have become friends with, that I have like hooked up with, but now we're really good friends and it's been casual and they've been dope people. With that said, I've also gone on like 30 dates and you have gone on 5 and then 4 out of the 5 of them you end up not connecting with. Yeah. Okay. So if you're looking at a ratio comparison, yes, 5 out of the fucking 40 girls I've gone out with in the last year, I've actually been friends with and like, you know, maybe dated for a second or whatever, but there's a lot of girls that I didn't. So it's kind of like, you just have to keep dating and like have this mentality more of like, okay, fuck it, on to the next. Like,
I know. Well, and that's what I feel like though. That's where I feel like I am, is I feel like my life right now is I just don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not in like a shitty way, not like I'm trying to like hurt people or hurt myself, but in just a way of like, yeah, I'm just gonna let every day happen as it happens and like what I can control, I'll try. Even that, the things that are out of my control, like I just have to let go. And I think I'm a lot better at that, but I think I'm just so like, I don't know. Just fucking frustrated. Just fucking frustrated. Mm-hmm. Stop fucking with your exes and stop being straight also. Because that's another issue. That's another issue. Fuck like 3 straight girls. And then next day, I just love my boyfriend.
All right. Well, do you feel like we had a good venting session? I don't know what. So the call for this, the Madison is trying to, I guess, tell everyone is to stop fucking with your ex.
Yeah.
If you're emotionally unavailable, don't. Pretend
stay the fuck off Hinge.
Yeah.
Bet. So stay on Hinge, but please put in your fucking little responses, I still fuck my ex. So if you're cool with that, hell yeah, let's hang. You know what I mean? Simple as that. Simple as that. Okay? I am a fucking goddamn 18.
15. Bro, come on. Stay with the branding. Stay with the fucking branding. Okay? We already took up 5 notches on the 10. All right, relax.
I know. You're right.
And the mentality is just gonna be fuck it.
Yeah.
In every way. Doesn't work. They're still fucking drunk. Yeah. Fuck it. Yep. They're not emotionally available. Fuck it.
Right.
They're straight. Fuck it. Right. I mean, there's no other way you can go through life doing this with lesbians, because otherwise you're emotionally fucked.
Yeah.
The few times that I was emotionally invested into things got fucked over every time.
So once again, going back to the question we've asked like a couple times on this podcast, should we go back to being straight? Because low-key.
Maybe.
Low-key been thinking about it.
Maybe.
Low-key been considering it.
I had a dream the other night that I was with a girl. So irrelevant. But I had a dream.
Also, nothing more annoying than hearing about other people's dreams, but go on.
I know, because didn't happen in real life. Didn't happen in real life, so why do you give a fuck? You don't. So guess what? I'm not telling the story anymore.
No, please tell.
No, not telling the story
Come
anymore.
On.
It was short. It was stupid. It was with a girl and a guy, and then I was like in my dream. I was with a guy that I'm like hooked up with in my past.
Yeah.
And a girl. And then he was like trying to get with me, and I like left him for the girl.
Nice.
And I was just like, whoa, like this is the universe telling me like I'm not, maybe I'm fucking with both. I don't know. Yeah. It was a weird dream. Anyway, editing it out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you guys. Well, let us know your frustrations in dating, because clearly Madison can fully relate.
I mean, yeah, because there are like several.
All right, you guys. We'll see you on the next one. Yep. Like, subscribe, review, whatever. You know the shit.
Yep.
Girl Scene Pod on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Blake_Erin_.
Oh my God. I'm not doing it. I'm really not. If you don't know my handle at this point.
Blake_Erin_.
Boring_boring_.
And Madison House, so boring as well.
Yeah, so boring.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Bye. Peace.